Marcia Wusti. I'm an extension educator with the University of Minnesota Extension.
Marcia, first of all, congratulations on your award this year from the Minnesota Farm Bureau Foundation at their state convention. Just hearing you talk early on Saturday morning, just talking about some of your background and your history, you've worked in this field for quite a few years, and you've said they kind of depend on you just about for everything.
Well, yes, I've been working for Extension for 40-plus years, and I've been told I'm kind of the walking history or in whatever. It's like when somebody wants a file or a letter, they call me because they're pretty sure I've saved it on my computer. Or I remember the past history.
You look back at some of that history, it's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is very interesting. I mentioned this morning that when I was working on my master's program, I took an extension, I think history class or something, and we had to have a project. And so I did go back into the files in Todd County's basement and found all of our annual reports, and I started from the beginning, tracing the history of extension in Todd County and the process to get it established. I tried to track when the first time a club's name would appear in the reports, and so it kind of went along with our records then as to when the clubs were established and like the key people. And when I first came to the county in 1977, I was told certain people were people I needed to know, and I found out why. So that was really interesting. And actually, Extension and the 4-H Youth Development Program, which I work primarily with, my grandchildren are now fifth generation 4-H'ers, so we go way back to when Extension first really got started in the 4-H program in Minnesota with our ancestry.
I know there's a part of me, I wasn't involved in 4-H. A part of me is saying, Joe, you missed out on something.
I think you really did. I've been told I bleed green, but I don't know about that. But yeah, I've really enjoyed my career with Extension. I've really met fantastic people. Some of the 4-H'ers I call raised. I don't know what else I should call it. But I've had really good, some close relationships with many of the 4-H'ers to see them develop into the outstanding people that they are. Outstanding professions. There's lawyers, there's people working on the federal, national level, those that have come back and been involved in agriculture in many aspects and even just in our local community and the leadership that they have taken on. And so really proud of a lot of young people I've worked with now that aren't quite so young.
Would you say that's the most enjoyable part, like you said, just to kind of see that end result of those young men and women?
Yes, I think it is. Many times when you're working as a youth development professional, you don't see the effects of the program right away. And it's many years as they graduate from our program, they hopefully get some kind of an education, and they're able to apply those skills that we have hopefully instilled upon them by participating in our programs. And they may not be directly involved in agriculture anymore, but I think the skills that we teach, even though they were a kid that was raising dairy goats, they can apply to anything later on in life. So
I can't go any further without mentioning your quilting passion you brought up, and it just opened my eyes. What was it, monthly or yearly events you were saying?
Well, my friend and I, who is here with me, twice a year in the spring and in the fall, we organize a quilting retreat we like to have at least 15 people, and we go into a retreat house and we quilt for 3 days and 2 nights and cook our own food, and if we need something, somebody runs to town and gets it. So we're pretty passionate about it, and it's to me, it's a way of relaxing. And I actually did teach quilting when I was working with kids directly in 4-H, and now my granddaughter is a quilter, and there is the second one that's beating on the door, and I told her she had to wait till she was 9. So I'm not the most popular grandma with her. So,
see, I'm a guy who can't even sew a button on a shirt, so I'm just so envious of who can create something like that. So,
yes, it's fun, and it's a way of kind of expressing ourselves. And I don't know if it's unfortunate or not, but one of the things that I do is many of my gifts, especially when a niece or nephew gets married, as they get a quilted tree skirt from me. And so that's kind of my passing on my memory, I guess, to them. So.